The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Friday morning, 11 past 8 o'clock. We've talked before about truancy in St. Clair County Schools. He's the host of Dateline Schools, heard in the 6 o'clock hour every weekday morning on WPHO. But he's also St. Clair County's truancy officer, Terry Harrington, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Paul, and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. This is such a strange year, and you and I were talking off air the other day about what it's like to try and keep track of students who are learning virtually, and it turns out that it can still be done, can't it?
Yes, it can. You know, the compulsory attendance law that we have here in Michigan and just about every other state in the country hasn't gone away. The legislature hasn't put a pause on that. So we still need to get our kids in school. It definitely isn't looking like it normally does. But the districts are stepping up with coming up with ways. For example, in Port Huron, now that the students are all remote learning again, they have Zoom time every morning. And if you're middle school, high school, obviously you have different classes every hour. And so you have a different Zoom time for each class. And when you show up for that Zoom time, you're marked present. If you don't show up for that Zoom time, you're marked absent. So that's a way that we can keep track. Other districts are doing other things similar, whether it's seeing where they log on every day and are doing what they're supposed to be doing when they log on. So there's different things. And we can see, too, by how many activities or how many assignments that they complete online. That's what our cyber schools throughout the state, throughout the country do, is they're able to track how much and how many things kids should be doing in a certain period of time, and that can tell them a pretty good picture that if they are or they're not participating in school.
Have the rates of truancy been up during this pandemic time with virtual learning? Because here's my thought, Terry. I'm wondering. There might be a student that wouldn't ordinarily ditch school or, cut class or something like that, but might find it a little easier or more convenient to do when it's online. Is that the case?
We're finding that a little bit. There are some kids who I haven't had any truancy referrals to or attendance issues before that may not be logging in every day. Some of it could be they're having internet issues, so we've got ways we can figure that. I mean, many of the districts are providing hotspots for these kids who don't have internet. The schools are even open to where they can go in and do learning labs or use the Wi-Fi from school. Most of the districts have provided laptops for every child, a Chromebook, that's the word, the kind that they're using mostly, where these kids can take these home with them, and they have issued those so the kids could take them home. So I'm seeing some of the kids who I normally would not have attendance issues or would be borderline, probably not. Sometimes it just takes a phone call for me or a letter saying, hey, Johnny, Susie, you need to be logging in every day. That's what we expect you to do. Yeah. And so that changes. Sometimes it's just, the parents aren't being diligent and reminding the kids that, hey, it's 9 o'clock. You got your Zoom time right now with your teacher and those kind of things. And the teachers are doing a great job of communicating with the kids, whether they're sending emails, sending letters, making phone calls. That's a lot of the work that they're doing right now, too, and making sure that the kids are connecting when they're supposed to.
Remind us how the system works as far as, truancy is concerned. When it becomes a problem, what are the steps that you have to take?
Okay, what we expect the teachers and the schools to do, they have a set policy of what they will do in those situations, and so we expect them to follow all of those things. Once they have completed all of those or exhausted all of those steps and the attendance hasn't improved or hasn't changed, then they will send a referral to me, and then we'll set up a hearing. Usually the hearings, we'd have them come to the Reese Administration Building. The parents and the school representative would be there, and then, of course, I would be there. And we would sit down and have a face-to-face meeting. I'm required to do that by the compulsory attendance law. And we have a frank discussion. Hey, why are you not coming to school every day, Paul? What is it that's preventing you? Are there some barriers that are there? Could be anything from transportation to food, clothing. So we can find ways to fix those things. We can work. There's a lot of resources in our community, and so we get them involved with those resources. If it's an attitude issue, maybe there's some relationship issues at the school, we can work on those too and help them deal with those. And then if we can't get things to work out and over time the attendance doesn't improve, then a couple of things that I can do is, and this is where we get the courts involved, is where I can file a truancy petition with juvenile court, and we have placed a number of kids on probation for truancy. Sometimes it's more because of behavior than it is truancy. So yeah, we've got some of those issues that we have to deal with. If it gets to be a real severe situation, especially for our younger students, those be middle school on down, I have filed a petition with district court, with the prosecutor's office, and we've had to go before a judge, and we have had a few parents who had been incarcerated because they weren't doing their job, they weren't fulfilling their responsibility of making sure their child gets an education.
Wow. So there's a whole system in place there. And what I'm hearing, Terry, is there are no excuses, whether it's virtual or in person, whatever reason a student has for not attending class, you've got a solution for, essentially.
We have to have that, Paul. We, you know, in our society, we value the education that we have with our children. I mean, take a look. You and I wouldn't be sitting here talking if we hadn't had our education.
That's right.
And, you know, so, I mean, education is important. It's even more important now than when you and I graduated from school, the requirements of the job market today. So if we want these kids to be successful, we want these kids to have an opportunity. And if you can't get that minimum high school education, you're not going to have those opportunities. So we have to find a way to get these kids involved and get them into school and get them to be successful with their classes.
We keep hearing the cry to open the schools, and teachers are saying, open the schools. We've been teaching, you know, around the clock for weeks, months now. the school building may not be open the way it usually is, but school is definitely open, isn't it?
Most definitely. And I think we saw that even back in March when we closed down schools and had to make a huge change. But there's one big difference between what's happening today than what happened last spring. Last spring, because it all came up so suddenly and you know, we're trying to put everything into place, and even just how the teachers are teaching the kids, that was a huge change. And so the districts say, you know, if you just log on, make an attempt, we'll give you credit for that. Well, that's not happening now. And what parents need to know, what students need to know, is that everything they do today online counts just like it was if they were sitting in the desk in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to make sure that these kids are logging in. We got to make sure these kids are doing their due diligence and doing their work. We know we're having learning loss. Because of, you know, we don't have the interactions and, you know, kids are, it's a little more difficult to ask questions for help and clarity and understanding. They can still do those kind of things, but it's not like it is when you're face to face. And we realize that, but we are still counting your attendance. We're still counting your grades. And so the kids need to do that just like if they were going to class every single day.
Absolutely. Stay in class, go to school, all that stuff, get an education. Terry, appreciate the information. It was good talking to you, as always.
Hey, Paul, always a pleasure. And again, happy birthday, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.